speak about the Rasha. Af atahaki ashinov. That if he was there, he wouldn't have left. What's this metaphor of af atahaki ashinov? To blunt his teeth. Ways of understanding exactly what the word hake means. Knock out his teeth. There's a fascinating medrash which the Yaakov Uveni brings. Hashem wanted to hurry the geula of Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And he turned to the Avos HaKadoshim and he said to them, "Tam iti ois achas mishimchem. If you'll be willing to sacrifice a letter from your name, I'll skip over, I'll hurry the Shiva Mitzrayim for your children." So the Medrash says that he turned to Avram Avinu and he says, "How can I give you a letter? You gave me a letter. I'm supposed to give you a letter?" So he turned to Yaakov and Yaakov says, "Shuldig, I'm sorry, I can't give a letter. Sorry." And the Mefarshim explained why Dafka Yaakov can give a letter either. And he turned to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak says like this, "Kach mi meni ois shin. Take from me the letter sin. Give me the letter Tzadi instead." So apparently Yitzchak's name was originally Yitzchak. And in fact, in Kapitel Tehillim, I forget which one it is, it's Kofhei maybe. So Yitzchak is called Yitzchak by Ya'amid El Yaakov. We say in Davening Yitzchak, but really it's written Yitzchak. So how did it go from Yitzchak to Yitzchak with a Tzadi? So according to this Medrash, it was an act of Mesiris Nefesh by Yitzchak, that he gave his sin to be replaced with a tzadi, because they make the same sound. We know that what's called osios mischalfos, that the letters can interchange with each other depending on where from the chamisha motzoos hapeh, from the five places of the mouth that they come from. So the tzadi and the sin are interchangeable. The letter zishritz. Zishritz. It's come from the teeth. And if you take out the sin and you give me a tzadi, the difference between sin, which is 300, and a tzadi, which is 90, is 210. So for that reason, the Jewish people left Mitzrayim after 210 years, thanks to Yitzchak. The Yitzchak took his sin and cut it in half. What's interesting, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that La'asilavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to the Avos HaKadoshim, is going to say, "Who's with me to save the Jewish people? Who is willing to be mekabel upon themselves Yisurin to hurry the case to the final gula?" So Yitzchak says, "I'll be involved. Palgo alai, or palgo aloch. You take half, and I'll take half." Which is very similar to what's taking place here, that Yitzchak is willing to make an act of Mesiris Nefesh. We don't understand exactly what it means to be Meisra a letter, but we do know that the chis of every person is in the letters of his name. But here you have Yitzchak, he's mekayim. It's almost like Henga Alti Yitzchamacher is Kereishis. So just like the final Gula was an act of Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak to give up half of his name, the letter of his name, for the Gula of the Jewish people. So there's a kesher between the Gula Rishon and the Gula Achrona in this act of Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak Avinu.
So the Medrash and the Gemara and Shabbos are referring to
two different things, right? The Medrash is referring to Mitzrayim, Gula's Mitzrayim, and the Gemara is referring to La'asalava. That they really have that similarity in that Yitzchak, and this idea that Yitzchak will be understood La'asalavo as being like the Av, which we know the least about, but it's like Eben Masal Habayinu Hayesadosh Pina, that the Mid of Din will rise, which was not our discussion now, why Dafka Yitzchak, and how the Inyan of Dinim will turn into a Tzchaik, Azimadei Tzchaik Pina, that will look at the Dinim and the judgments and the Yisurin and the Marors, be able to see about them. Oh, they had a chelik geula also, which we eat karech to show how the maror is mishtatif in the geula. That we know that through the mariris that Bnei Yisrael experienced in Mitzrayim, that in itself was mahmar zakeitz. But anyway, that's for a different discussion. But there's an inyan here that Yitzchak makes a mysterious nefesh of tzadi tachasin. Perhaps this is the secret of vishinan tam levanecha. That Yitzchak gave the letter shin to his children. Expand upon this a little bit more, Mitzvah Hashem, if we have time. What's interesting is as follows. The Torah Chazal tells us that there are 10 Kavachimers in the Torah. The very first Kavachimer in Torah, I believe it's the first, is which we find in Parshas Shmos. That Moshe makes a Kal V'chomer. And he says as follows, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu alai, ve'eich yishma'ini paru v'ani aral sfasai. If the Jewish people won't listen to me, then Kal V'chomer, paru won't listen to me. So why did Moshe b'nei make this Kal V'chomer? And in fact, we know there's a pircha to this Kal V'chomer. And the pircha to this Kal V'chomer is that which the Torah tells us later. It says that Bnei Yisrael lo yishamu al Moshe mikotze ruach o mi'avoid akasha. That the reason why they didn't have the ears and the heart to hear is because of the intense servitude, because of the shibud b'tzar. Paro didn't have any shibud, so he would be more mukhan to listen than the yidden would, because they weren't involved in the shibud. Well, Moshe also wasn't involved in the shibud, as we know. Although he was mekabel upon himself the shibud, while he was the goyal Yisrael, vayar b'siv leisam, ayimu anach b'tzara. But perhaps that's why the Torah refers to the Shiva in Mitzrayim as Avoidas Parech. And we know we eat Karpas as a simin to Parech, with the Samech, 600,000 Parech, because of the servitude. That's the word Karpas. Karpas is a simin to that Parech, the Rishonim say. The 600,000. Samech is 60. So perhaps it's called Parech because it's the Pircha. It's a Pircha to the Kal V'chomer. The Pircha to the Kal V'chomer is that it was the servitude that the Bnei Yisrael were experiencing that they didn't have an open heart to be able to receive the news of the Geula. Now let's come back to this Kal V'chomer. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the Kal V'chomer? Perhaps it's referring to that which the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Hei Med Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Ashri ha'adam asher tiyasrenu ka. Lucky is the one that he learns Torah despite the Yisroel that he endures. So the Gemara says, Kal V'chomer zu mitayrascha tilamdenu. We learn out this Kal V'chomer from Torah. What's this Kal V'chomer? So the Gemara says, Mashin ba'ayin. What about Shein and Ayin? We know that if an Eved has a master, an Eved Kanani, and the master knocks out his Shein and Ayin, the Torah tells us in Parsim Mishpatim that the Eved Kanani goes free. So here we're making a Kal V'chomer. That in the same way that if an Eved loses Shein V'ayin, he goes Yotze L'Chairus. So Yisurim, which are Memari Kol Gufa Shel Adam, Yisurim, which plague an entire body of a person, Kal V'chomer person should have a Geula from that. That he has a Chairus by learning Torah Mitoch Yisurim. So we learn that not from Torah. That if a person learns Torah mitoch Yisurin, he should be able to have a geula from that, a personal chayrus from that. What's interesting is that there's a chazal, and I think it's in Parashas Vayeschanan, a medrash in Vayeschanan, which says that a person has a choice whether or not his Yisurin will come from Torah or not come from Torah. A person can stay up all night learning Torah, or he can be up all night because he has a toothache. What's interesting is that we're making a similarity here again between the tooth and Torah, which we'll come to a little bit later, Mitzvah Shem. Which is like we said before, Vishinantam Levanacha is a lashon of shinina, which is a lashon of teeth, which is a lashon of sharp. And we learn out from there the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to teach your son Torah, which is the whole Indian of Vigadat Labincha has to do with Vishinantam Levanacha. It's an extension of Vishinantam Levanacha. So it could be that the reason why we're learning out Talmud Torah and Limud HaTorah from Shein V'ayin is because in order for Bnei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim, there had to be a Ha'arah from Sinai. That Torah has the Koyach of Chayrus, as Chazal tell us. Ein Chayrus, El Misha Isik B'Torah. So that's why Hashem took Moshe to Har Sinai, and he showed him the Sneh, and he says, Tavlu Menetzel Lekim Al Ha'arazah. You're going to be an Eved to me from this mountain when you receive the Torah. The purpose of that was to be Mamshech Ha'arah of Torah from the 50th day of Sphere, which is called Chamishim. That's what the Torah says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. That the leaving of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim was mikoyach shara chamishim, from the ha'ara of Torah, which was nimshach ha'idei Moshe, into Mitzrayim, which allowed the Jewish people to go free. And it seems that Moshe tried to be ma'ayra this Kal V'chomer by making this Kal V'chomer. Moshe said, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shomu alai v'ech mishu eni parav v'nei v'sosayim. So Moshe used that Kal V'chomer in order to be ma'ayra, that to remind Hashem of the Kal V'chomer that the Gemara says, that since Bnei Yisrael are so plagued in Mitzrayim, to be mamshech, that inyan of ha'ara of Torah, Ashriya Adam, Ashri Misha Ashetra Senekam, to ask Chaslam Denu, that to be the mamshech this ha'ara of Chamishim from Torah, in order to take the B'nai Tzal Mitzvah. So it could be that this halacha, that a Shein and Ayin, is what mouths an Eved to leave Mitzrayim, to leave Shibud, that his master's clutches. So it could be this was the Ha'ara from Torah, that Moshe wanted to be Mamshech to B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim, to allow them to leave Mitzrayim. Now what Ha'ara from Torah came down? Maybe it was the halacha of Shein V'ayin is what takes a Yid, what takes an Eved Knani out of the servitude of his master. Why so? Because it could be that the reason why the B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim was because Parai took out the eyes and the teeth of B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, al pi halacha, al pi din, the Jewish people were worthy to leave Mitzrayim because Parai and the Mitzrayim knocked out the teeth and the eyes of the Jewish people. Where do you see this from? First of all, you see in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi that it's a Parashas Stuma. Rashi says, Nistama einehem velibam shel Yisrael, mipnei tzaras hashibur. This idea of nistama einehem, that the Jinn had no eyes, that Hashem, that Paro and the Mitzvah closed the eyes of the Jewish people. That's a remez to Shibud Mitzrayim. That's called mafel ayin, that they took out the eyes of the Jewish people. Like we say before we go to sleep, ha-mafel chadli sheina aleinai. Interesting, sheina aleinai is like a lashon shin aleinayim, right? When a person goes to sleep, that's called sheina aleinayim, it's called shein v'ayin. And in fact, the Medrash tells us in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, Vayapel elokim tardei mala adam. Vayapel tchilas nefila shena, the Medrash says. The beginning of all nefilas has to do with the shinayim, with shena, with going to sleep. So sleeping is associated with the word shena, which is also the word shinayim, which hopefully we'll come to a little bit later. So Paro, he was nistama einayim shel Yisrael, that he took out the eyes of the Jewish people, that he blinded them. But also the teeth of the Jewish people. The teeth of the Jewish people. Let's speak a little bit about this idea of taking out the teeth. So we referenced before the idea of af atahake eshinov, to take out the teeth of the Rasha, to knock out the teeth of the Rasha. The idea is based on a pasuk which says like this: Shine Rishayim Shibarta. The pasuk says to knock, to break the teeth of the Rasha. The Chidah explains this pasuk beautifully, that we have two enemies of the Jewish people. One is the Satan, and one is the Nachash. And the Tzad HaShava between the word Satan and Nachash is that Nachash has the letters Nun Shin, and Satan has the letters Nun Shin. That they both have shein. So the Chidah explains, Shini Rishayim Shibarta, to knock out the letters Shin and Nun of the Satan. Because those are the letters of Kedusha of the Satan. The letters Chet and Tes, which are the Chidah, they spell the word Chet. And this is found in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eres Shel Hanachash Bein Shinov. That the Eres, that the poison of the Satan is between his teeth. So the Mefarshim explained, I think maybe Dari, that the poison of the Nachash is in the letter Ches, between his teeth, between the letters Shin and Nun of the word Nachash, that's where his poison is. And the same thing with the Satan, that the letters Tes between his Shin and his Nun, that's where the poison is, which is spells Chet. Spells Chet. So that's why there's an Indian of Af Atahakias Shinov, explains the Chidah. That in order to free the Rasha, you have to knock out his teeth. And it could be the reason why there's a reference to this here by the Rasha, because it's in order for the Rasha to leave Mitzrayim, you have to knock out his teeth. But ilu hayasham lo hayanigal, if he was in Mitzrayim, he wouldn't have left, because the Rasha has his teeth. So how are you going to have him have a geula if you knock out his teeth? That was the ha'ara from Mitzias Mitzrayim. It was midin, the inyan of shein v'ayin by an eved. So therefore, atah ha'kiyashinim, you can guarantee that even the Rishayim shall leave Mitzrayim. That even the Rasha should also have a geula. So this is Merumas, in the words of the Arizal. The Arizal says, as we quoted before, Karpas. Karpas, which is a remnant to the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Even the word Shiva is from the words Shin Ayin in the beginning. Yeah? That the Shin and the Ayin, that this Indian of Karpas, the Re says that when you eat Karpas, you have to be Mechavein, that Karpas is Gematria Shin. Karpas is Gematria 360. And the Re says 360 is Shin Yud Nun. 300, 10, 50. Totals 360, which is Gematria Shin. That's what the Ari says. Karpas Gematria Shin. So according to us, it's very nice. Because Karpas, which is a simon to the Shibud of Klai, so the bitter tears of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim, that they knocked out the teeth of the Jewish people, that's a remnant of the Geula. Maybe that's why it says Karpas Yachatz. Yachatz means like to break. Shini Rishayim Shibarta. That by breaking the teeth, then Magid Rachsa. Then you can now speak. The Kotzke Rebbe says Karpas is Rashi Tevos Klal Rishon Pesagor. The first rule of everything is to keep your mouth shut. What's interesting is that even Rachatz, the Arizal says, Rachatz is Gematria 298. But you have to factor in, he says, the letters Yud K, which is two more. The Gematria totals 300. The letter Shin is 300. So Urchatz is 300, so it's just a Shin. Karpas is Shin Yud Nun, which is also a Shin. Then Yachatz Shin Rishayim Shibarta. And then you can begin the Seder of the Geula, which is Magid Rachsa Maitzimatz. What's interesting is that even on this cloud, that they have a chiluf of the shin and the tzin, like we said before, the shin and the tzadi, right? Shin and tzadi, it could be that since Moshe is the goel, and the shin and the tzadi become this chalif, so Moshe and matzah is the same thing. Moshe turns into matzah, and matzah turns into Moshe. So therefore, by having matzah, that's the representation of Moshe in the Haggadah, which is the representation of the Geulas Mitzrayim. It's called Motzi Matzah. That Moshe takes Bnei Yisrael out from Mitzrayim, that also was a hisayris of this Indian of the chiluf of the shin and the tzaddik. So what happens when you knock out the teeth of the Rasha? He becomes a tzaddik. And a tzaddik is allowed to leave Mitzrayim. That's why it says, af atahake es shinaf. If you take out the shin of the Rasha, which is the shinayim, then he becomes a tzaddik. Because a shin or a sin turns into the letter tzaddi. That was Yitzhak, right? He got rid of his sin and he got a tzaddi instead. So tzaddi is the letter tzaddik. So the Rasha becomes a tzaddik by knocking at his teeth. And by becoming a tzaddik, now we can leave Mitzrayim. The letter shin of Rasha is the sin. Right. So if you knock out his teeth, then he's not a Rasha anymore. Right? That's his tshuva. He's yoytze b'shein ba'ayin. The Rasha, who's the Eved, is yoytze b'shein ba'ayin. If you can knock out his shin, right, or even his ayin, because the Rasha has the letters resh, shin, ayin. Right? That's called, the resh stands for Rasha Yivarim. Because Gemara says that an Eved is yoytze b'chof talad Rasha Yivarim. Happens to be that because there's chof talad Rasha Yivarim, Bnei Yisrael received chof talad Tzfarim on Har Sinai. So that's what the chof talad Rasha Yivarim, that's called the letter resh of Rasha. Then the letters shin and ayin of Rasha is the shin and the ayin. That if you knock out the shinayim and the ayin of the Rasha, then he becomes a tzaddik. That's the letter tzaddi. And a tzaddik is fine. There's a remez here to matzah as well. Because the halacha is that you have to, in order to eat the maror, you have to eat the maror, you have to bite the maror. You have to chew the maror with your teeth. So a Rasha needs his teeth in order to eat the maror. However, to eat matzah, you don't need teeth. The Gemara says, Habolea matzah yotza. So therefore, by knocking out the teeth of the Rasha, he could still be yotza the cheris by eating the matzah. So even though Moshe was not able to take out the Rasha from Mitzrayim, the matzah is able to take out the Rasha from Mitzrayim, because he doesn't need teeth to eat the matzah. So even if the Rasha, if you knock out his teeth, right, if he's Bolea matzah, is yotza. Because we want that the Rasha should eat the matzah in order to be able to leave Mitzrayim. Now, why is the teeth so shver? The reason why the teeth are so shver is because the teeth, a person has a choice what to use his teeth for. A person can use his teeth for chewing, or he can use his teeth for chachma. Because the Chazal say that there are lamed beis nesivos shel chachma. And there's 32 teeth. And these 32 teeth are tzinoiros. They're portals of chachma, channels of chachma. So what does that mean? What does that mean for me? If I have 32 teeth and therefore they have to do with chachma, what does that mean for me? It means that a person has a choice what to use his teeth for. To use them for chachma or to use them for eating. If a person says, I'm going to be like a behemoth, I'm going to be an eater. then his teeth, they don't become sinara shel chachma. If a person says, I'm not going to be an eater, I'm not going to be identified as a person who eats, I want to be identified as a tzaddik, as a chacham, then his teeth, they become sinara shel chachma. And a tzaddik is zeichet to chachma from his teeth. That Hashem brings Torah into his mouth because his teeth become channels to put Torah into his mouth. There are some tzaddikim that they didn't prepare Torah to say, that they would start to say Torah, and Torah just flow from their mouths. Why is that? Because they unlocked their shinayim from being places which are become teeth chewers, are food chewers, to becoming sinara shel chachma. That's the lama be sinara shel chachma. Can I get the lama be shinayim? Like it says, tzaddik oichel l'soiv anashra. Tzaddik only eats what he needs to eat. Whereas a rasha, he eats and he eats and he eats. He doesn't know any svia. He's always hungry. I mean that the first chet of Adam HaRishon was a chet in the shinayim that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And eating the matzah is the bechin of eating from the Eitz HaChaim. We don't need teeth to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. It's not that type of an achila. It's an inyan of vayechazu es alakim vayoich leviyishta. It's a yichud of shein and ayin together. That just by looking at the lokos, like it was at Har Sinai, it was the gilu of that Shara Hamishah, that they looked at Hashem and they ate. That's called the yichud of shinayim and einayim. Not that the einayim and shinayim are separate, not that they're broken. That the yichud of einayim and shinayim is that if you look at Hashem, you can eat. You don't have to use your teeth for eating. Your teeth were not given for eating. They were given to be portals of chachma. And that was this galah by Har Sinai where they saw Hashem and they ate, that their einayim and their shinayim were one. That's called the tikkun of the einayim and shinayim, which they didn't had at Har Sinai. And the reason why this is called shinayim and einayim biyachad is because there's a secret of Geula, which is called Shana Hayrin, the 370 lights. The 370 lights are the lights of the Geula. That's called Shein Ayin. Shin Ayin Hayrin. 307, that's called the Yichud of the Shin of the Ayin, as it is in its Shirish. To see and to eat simultaneously. So that's why after Karpas, Urchatz Karpas, which is the Shnei Shinayin, Yachat Shibarta, then Magid Rachsa, then you can speak. Then you can speak Chachma. That Hashem will put the words of the Sipitz Yisbitzayim into your mouth. Because now that you've elevated your teeth to becoming Sinore Chachma, because you were Shinei Shinayim Rishayim Shibarta, so now with your Magid, your mouth now becomes a place of Chachma. To speak words of Chachma. And Mamela you can have the real Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the Inyan of Tikkun HaPeh. As we know, the Arizal says that the Mitzrayim is connected to the Garon, right? That they put a stop on the Garon, which means that a Yid is able to speak the way he's supposed to. Open your mouth and I will fill it. I'll fill it with words of Torah. That if you don't use your mouth for eating, you use your mouth for Torah. If that's if you're a miyachid, the Shem HaKadosh on your mouth, you make it holy. That's the Bechin of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's interesting is that the Ari HaKadosh has a kavana by Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. That he says, Sfasai, the kavana by Sfasai, is what he calls grinding your teeth together. You have to grind your teeth. So it could be that since Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Vegi Letzach, that you're asking Hashem to put chachma into your mouth to be able to daven properly, the hakdama for that is you have to grind your teeth to get rid of your teeth. The grinding of your teeth, that's called the tikkun hashinayim, to elevate them to becoming sinaria shel chachma, and not that they should use them. Because when you get to the world of Atzilus, like it was Reman Tayyav, Vayechzu es Alekim, that Tila is called Ani B'tzedek Echez Epanacha, that you have an experience of seeing Hashem, the Gemara says. So when you want to see Hashem and to have an Achila, that's why you can't eat before davening. You have to understand that the real Achila is Kolim Shetis Padlu Al Dimchem, the real Achila, Dimchem has to do with Mitzrayim, Al Pikavola, that when you look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Tila, that's the real Achila. How can you eat physically before you eat spiritually? The Suda V'Tamah Chacham is not until the sixth hour of the day. The Gemara says. So first you have to have what's called Sfasai Tiftach. You have to grind your teeth, Yari says. That's called Afata Haki Ashina, to become a tzaddik. And then you can experience the vision of Hashem, and that's called Smichas Gula L'Tfila. That's called the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day we have that Inyan of Shini Mishayim Shabbat to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Tfila and have Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why in the Midbar, the Jewish people, they ate man. What's man? Man wasn't a food which you needed to eat with your teeth. The Gemara says that there's a rakia called Shchakim. The Gemara in Chagiga says Shchakim is a place nishraku man la tzadikim, that Hashem grinds the man for tzadikim. Because a tzadik doesn't have teeth like a rasha. He has teeth of chachma. So how is he going to eat the man? Teretz is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he prepared the man, that he grinded it in a way that the Yidden didn't have to grind it with the teeth. The Yidden left Mitzrayim without any teeth, kivyachol. Only those who didn't have teeth were allowed to leave Mitzrayim. But the Rishayim who had their teeth still, they were buried in Mitzrayim along with the Mitzrayim. The Rashi didn't leave. So in order for the Rashi to leave, like we said, Avatake is Shinov. Because the Yidden leave Mitzrayim, because the Shvir of the Shein V'ayin. That's how an Eved leaves his master. So by eating man, the man is a bechina of eating a food which doesn't need, you don't need teeth for it. Like matzah. Balea matzah yasa. The Chazal say that there was a tam man in the matzah itself. So now you can understand the goydel ha-pagam, just how great of a pagam it was, that when the Yidden, when they were traveling the Midbar, they said that they wanted to eat basar. Ah, it was so good in Mitzrayim when we ate bachlinu al-sir ha-basar, when we ate basar in Mitzrayim, that they remember the days where they used their teeth in Mitzrayim. So what does the Torah say? How did Hashem cut them down, chop them down in the Midbar? V'ha-basar oidenu bein shineihem. That while the basar was between their teeth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped them out. Since they tried to be Mo'ayr, the Indian of Shinayim, they wanted to bring back the Shinayim of the Russia, that takes you back to Mitzrayim. Where the Shinayim are, that's where the Mitzrayim are. So therefore, they were smitten with HaBasar Eidenu Ben Shinayim. That is, their teeth, as the Basar was still in between their teeth, that's when Hashem chopped them down. They tried to be Mo'ayr, the Indian of Shinayim, the Shinei HaRasha, not the Lamed Beis Tzinara Shachachma of the Tzaddik. If you do that, you go back to Mitzrayim. And if you go back to Mitzrayim, you don't leave Mitzrayim. It actually goes in very nicely, because if you take a look at the Gemara in Kiddushin Chavtal and Mebeiz, which discusses the sugya of Shem V'ayin by an Eved who goes free, so the Gemara says a halacha there, that if an Eved tells his master that I have an eye infection or I have a tooth infection, can you help me? And the master is a reife, and he tries to help him, but instead he blinds him or he knocks out his tooth. The Gemara says, it's a machlekes tanaim, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, but the Chachamim say that the Eved goes free. But what's the lashon of the Gemara? That's fascinating. The Gemara says, "Sachak ba'adon v'yatzal l'cheres," that he laughs at his master and he goes free. I mean, if he could pull a trick like this, he could say, "Oh, Rebbe, my eye hurts me. Can you help me?" Right? It's called "Sachak ba'adon v'yatzal l'cheres." This could be a ploy which the Eved can use to go to cheres. Why is it called "Sachak ba'adon"? You know, it's called "Sachak ba'adon." According to what we said, it looks very nice. It's very unusual lashon the Gemara uses. Sachak ba'adon is the Yischak. The Yischak gave the letter sin to his adayin, and by doing so, yatzal l'cheres. So we see that this ploy of the shein v'ayin is called Yischak ba'adon. So it goes very nicely, because since you turn Yischak into Yitzchak, that the Eved is able to go free. Perhaps this also ties into Shabbos Hagadol, which is coming up. The Zohar Kadosh has a lesson that the letter shin, the Zohar says, Shabbos HaGadol Bina. Shin stands for Shabbos HaGadol. So it could be that since Shabbos HaGadol is the letter Shin, so by coming into Shabbos HaGadol, it's Ma'ir, this tikkun of the letter Shin, Be'inyan of Ha'afate Akiyas Shinov, Be'ma'ir the Geula. Like we said before, Tchilas Nefila Shena. That when they fell to sleep, when they fell into sleep, other fell into sleep, that was the beginning of his Nefila. The Torah says, Yapil is Shina, if you take out his chain, if you knock out his tooth. Right? That's called Tchilas Tefila Shena. That's a tikkun of Tchilas Tefila Shena. Just like when a person falls asleep, that shows that he has no Moichin, he has no Das, he has no Chachma, because if a person has Das, if he has Chachma, he can't fall asleep. Which is why we stay up all night, the night of Pesach. Why do we stay up all night? Because if you're going to eat a lot, you're going to fall asleep. The Chazal say, a person who eats, he falls asleep. But since on the night of Pesach, your eating is not really an eating, because you have no teeth. You eat matzah, and you grind a little bit of maror, but the eating of the Korban Pesach not really an achila at all, which you don't have time to get into. There's no real eating with teeth on the night of Pesach. So that's why you stay up all night, because you have teeth of Chachma. It's a tikkun for Tchilas Nefila Shena. It's called Yapilas Shena. But just like there was Nefila Shena, that when you fall into sleep, that was the beginning of his Nefila. So Avata Hakeh Shinov, that's called, that it's called Nefila Sashina. You take out the teeth on the night of Pesach. And you're Ma'ur Yeshinaim Shal Chachma, Lam Mezev Yisrael Chachma. I think you have to look at the gematria. Tchilas Nefila Shena is the same gematria of Af Ata Hakeh Shinov. I'm pretty sure. As if to say that when you knock out the teeth, that's the tikkun for the Shena, which Adam had in the first eating of the Achila, that when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he fell to sleep. Well, it had happened before, but it was that sleep which caused him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Because eating and sleeping go together. So therefore, the night of Pesach, where we knock out the teeth and we stay up all night, that's not just a tikkun which allows us to leave Mitzrayim afatak yeshina, but to ma'ir a tikkun for the chet rishon of Adam Rishon. I'll just leave you with one story of the. There's more to say about this, but we're running out of time. For example, Chazal used a lashon of. In the schar of four things the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Shalashinu es levusham, shalashinu es shinam, shalashinu es shmoiseyam, the lepagmu barayas, I think, right? So the incident of leishinu is the incident of leishinu means there's no teeth. There's no teeth. Leishinu, leishinu, leishinu. There's no shame. There's no shame. There's no shame, which means that they had no shame, that's why they left Mitzrayim. Especially leishinu es leishina means that they were zeichet to, they didn't have a lashin of shein of eating. They had a different type of a shein. A shein of chachma, which allowed them to leave Mitzrayim. From the lama bein nesiva shel chachma. There's also an inyan that the Sfarim say that you're supposed to, that it was considered to be a schus and a big covenant in the times of the Tanakh, that to have a bed made out of the bones, the tusks of an elephant, to make ivory beds. It's considered to be like a big thing. I think even Avraham's bed, the Gemara says, the Chazal say that Og, there was a big cover that Og made for Avraham, that he made his bed for him out of the tusks of an elephant. What's interesting is that Og was the Eved of Avraham, right? And we know, the tusks of the elephant is like his teeth, So it's called the shein of a peel. So it goes very nicely, this whole picture here. They have Og, who's the Eved of Avram, and he takes the shinaim of a peel. Shinaim of a peel is like he peel a shinov, and by that the Eved goes out to Cheres. That was like Og's act of trying to be yoytzeh the Cheres, giving mapel a shinov and giving it to Avram Avinu. We know that Avram died on Erev Pesach. There's one reason why we eat the beitzah represents, the Prima Gadim says, that the beitzah which we have on the Seder plate represents the avelus, the fact that Avram died. We know that Yaakov was preparing Nizir Adashim for Yitzhak on Erev Pesach. That was the death of Avram Avinu. That's also why the B'chorim fast. It's for the Yartzeit of Avram Avinu. Right? So that's Avram Avinu's Yartzeit. It's interesting that Avraham and the word Evarim is the same because the Yud and the Hey are Mischalif. Chafta Rosh Evarim. But be it as it may, there's an Indian here of even like the bed, which is the place that a person sleeps on, which is this mita, the mita shel tzadikim, is b'china of mapilis shenai, like from the teeth of an elephant. It just comes together, just al pipnimius, why that is. Just leave you with one story about the Yid HaKadosh, that the Yid HaKadosh, he was once sitting with other tzadikim by the Seder of the Chayzer from Lublin, right, by his Rebbe. And halavai we should be able to sit by a Seder by a Rebbein. So he, with the Chever, they were sitting by the Chayzer from Lublin. The Indian by the Chayzer from Lublin was that when he got to the point of the Seder where it says, "Ubemayra gadol, zu gilo shchina," says that he would take off his talis, he would be covered in a talis, he would take off his talis, and then when he took off his talis, everybody would see the shchina, and when that happened, the Yid HaKadosh lost all of his teeth. He lost all of his teeth. All of his teeth fell out, except one tooth, and he would say about his tooth, "How big of a rusher are you that you didn't fall out because of the Gilei Shechina of the Chayzer?" He would admonish his tooth. But you see, even by the Seder, there was an Indian that when the Shechina is Megala itself, then a person loses his teeth. That's the Indian of the Leil Seder, that you lose your teeth on the night of the Seder. And the Rasha, who's so stubborn that he doesn't lose his teeth, that he insists on using his teeth to eat, and he's still connected to the Marar, to the bitterness, to the Shivness, on which you need your teeth to eat. But the Matzah, which is the Indian of Geula, you don't need teeth for that. He's lost his teeth by the revelation of the Chayzer from Lublin, of the Gilei of the Shinayim. I have one last thing to say about that, but it's evading me right now. Right, that's called Vayechzu es Elokim Vayechlu Vayishtu. If you see the Elokim, if you see the Gilei Shechina on the night of Pesach, then Vayechlu Vayishtu. You don't need to eat anything. That's not what it's for. You don't need teeth to eat on the night of the Seder. Vayechzu es Elokim. There's a Ha'ara from Matan Torah. Chamishim Olu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. But if you had the Vayechzu es Elokim, that's a Gilei. That's a Ha'ara of Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to be Zeicha. to a Siyas Mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we approach the night of Pesach, about the night of the Teva, Va'ayishana HaKitzaisi. And then in the schos of the Shin, of the Shinayim, the Gili Shinayim, Lam Bin Sisiva Shachachma, the Or HaChachma, we know that Matzah is called Chachma, then in the schos of the Chachma, the schos of all the Giloim, and the Gili Shechina, we should be Zeche, to Tikun Ainaim, Tikun HaShena, we have to be Zeche, to the Biyaz Gerotzeh, and we have a Menu Ameh. Chakosh HaSameach HaMeh.